So Parshas Balak, Tavshin and Vov. On the Pasuk, Lohi bit Aven be Yaakov, Lorao mal be Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't see Aven in Yaakov, that's Lohi bit, Veloiro Omol be Israel. And he didn't see Omol be Israel. Hashem Eloi kav imoi, Usruas melech boy. So in the beginning of the Pasuk, Lohi bit Aven be Yaakov. So in Yaakov it says the lotion of sin is here brought in two ways, like the previous parsha. Lo hibit aven beYaakov, he didn't see aven beYaakov, and lo ro omol beYisrael. And here beYisrael, it says lo ro omol beYisrael. So why one is hibit and the other one is ro? And why is hibit related to Yaakov, and the ro is related to Israel? So the Gro explains in the following. Says the Goin, okay, in the Deres Eliyahu in Yeshayahu, he says the following. The word of hibit is to analyze, is to ponder. And ro is to see. You could see something, or you could ponder. You could reflect on something. The oven is when is a thought, a bad thought or bad intention, which is hidden away. That's not transparent through the action. The word omol, says the Gro, is when evil, when a bad thought, a bad intention becomes self-evident from the action. So that's what the Pasuk says. Lo hibit aven beYaakov. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not reflect to find the aven, the evil, which is inside the person in Yaakov. Velo yiro omol beYisrael. And he doesn't even see something which is self-obvious beYisrael. Some evil which is self-obvious beYisrael. So Lo yibit aven beYaakov, min HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look, it doesn't ponder to see the inner bad thoughts of a person, and he doesn't even see the bad thoughts which are self-evident. Lo yibit lo yiro. The question is, the order of the Pasuk, you could maybe explain and say that is not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look the inner bad thoughts, he doesn't analyze, he doesn't search for the bad intention, even an intention which is self-evident, he ignores. But one second, if the inner thoughts is Yaakov, and something which is so evil that self-evident is Yisrael, Lechor Yisrael is always a name which relates to a higher madrig of Klal Yisrael. So why Aven, which is the inner thoughts, non-transparent, are related to Yaakov, and something which is self-evident, it relates to Israel. So that doesn't make sense. The Chorah, that's not totally on Yaakov and Israel. So again, why does the Pasuk stress, Lo yibit aven Yaakov, Lo yiro omol in Israel? And even more, if you look at the continuation of the Pasuk says, why not? Because Hashem lo kavimoy, Kadosh Baruch Hu is with them, Usruas melech boy. So Rashi says, Usruas melech boy, lo shochiba vereus. Truas means the friendship, the love. Okmo ro David, oyev David. The love of Hashem is with them. Why is the love of Hashem really written here as Truas melech boy? And how does Hashem Eloi Kavimo, Usruas melech boy, justify lo ro? How does that really connect the two? And the Pasuk continues and says, and you know why? Because there's no nachash beYaakov. What does he have to do? Lo yibit aven beYaakov, Hashem Eloi kavimoi, on kiloi nachash beYaakov. So that's question number one. On the Pasuk, usruas melech boy, the Briskerov says an idea. Why the Pasuk stresses usruas melech boy? So it says Briskerov like this, that you know that when you have Tkiya Shofar, Tkiya Shofar is a mitzvah to be Tkiya, it's a mitzvah to be Shomea. But on Tkiya Shofar, Briskerov says there is an additional dimension. If you look in Perek Aleph Menuchos Tanis, the Rambam writes like this, Mitzvah Seseh Min HaTorah Lizoik Ulehariyah. The Mitzvah Seseh Min HaTorah is to cry out and to blow Shofars. B'chatzor, he says, using Chatzor's yun trumpets, Al kol tzora shetovo al tzibur. Chas v'shom, if there is any tzora that comes to the tzibur. Shenemar, Aratzar, Atzur Eschem, Varoisim, Achatzoisres. You should blow this Tzatzoisres, you should blow horns when there is a Tzona. But the Rambam adds not only the mitzvah leharia, to blow the shofar, but it's a mitzvah lizoik, to cry out. One second, how do you cry out? You cry out through blowing the chatzoises, or blowing the shofar. So says the Brisker, you see that shofar, besides the mitzvah of tkiya shofar, shofar in itself is a form of tefillah. It's a very primordial, basic for tefillah. That's when the pasuk says that you should blow shofar on tainus. It says the Rambam, because the shofar that you're blowing is not stop blowing, is a form of crying out. That's why the Rambam adds the word lizoik or leharia. Says the Brisker, that's also very mashman. It's also very much from the tefillah. Shomea, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shomea kol Yisrael berachamim. Shomea kol tefillah. Listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens with rachamim to the koil ha-shofar. Mashma that the koil ha-shofar is a form of crying out, a form of tefillah. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens berachamim. Rabbi Yoshe Ber quotes in Harei Kedem, in Simon Tess, he quotes that the same idea is already brought by Rashi. The Gemara quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chavov brings the machloikes, Tanoim, what's the best shofar, a straight shofar or a bent down shofar? And the Gemara says the following, B'maikam ipalgi, what is the machloikes, what kind of shofar it is? So the Gemara says, Mar sover b'Rosh Hashanah, one man d'Omo holds in Rosh Hashanah, as much more bent down a person is, the better it is. And the other man, the armor holds, the more straight a person is, the better it is. So Rashi explains why bending down is better in Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi says, because the more bent down a person is in his tefillah, that you're facing down the earth, is better. Why? Because the pasuk says, Ve'hoyu inni eini v'libi sham. Your heart, your eyes should face your heart. That's one man, the armor. So since Rosh Hashanah is litfila, it's coming the shofar for tefillah, that's the way how you should do. And then the Rambam explains, the Rashi explains according to the other man, the Omer, that the shofar should be straight. And he says why? Because the comma, the poshet face better, because the pasuk says, Nisa levaveinu l'kapayim, you should raise your heart with your hands. Interestingly enough, the same psukim, Einai v'libi shom, and Nisa levaveinu l'shamayim, it's the psukim that the Gemara Nevomis in Daf Kufi Amud Beis quotes how a person should daven. Should you daven bent down, looking down, or looking up? One madam says, looking down from the posuk, Einai v'libisham. The other one is, you should daven facing up from the posuk level kapayim. So you see, the Rash is learning, the machloik is what a shofar should look like, is how the davening should be like. So you see that shofar is a form of davening, and therefore it's a machloikis, how the shofar should look, and it's exactly tied to the same machloikis, how davening should be. So there is a tefillah embedded in the shofar. And the truth is, Chavetz Chaim quotes from the Achron, Bir Alocha has a shaila that you should not blow shofar in Mekom Mitzvotanofim. If something is dirty or smelly, you should not blow shofar. And the Achron, it's debatable, what's the pshat? Why can't you do that? Why can't you blow shofar in the mokum of the mitunofim? Can't you do a mitzvah? Meaning we know that we are tzitzis in the mokum of the mitunofim. Why can't you do it? But if you hold a din of tefillah, you can't daven in the mokum of the mitunofim. So that it falls into the category not of mitzvahs in the mokum of the mitunofim, it falls into the category of tefillah in the mokum of the mitunofim. Once we go into the idea of tefillah, says Briskrov, that is what the pasuk is saying. Truas melech boy, the tefillah of trua, we know the goyim can daven. The pasuk ki basi beis tefillah yikore lecholo amim. Goyim can daven and their tefillah is accepted. But that tefillah of shofar is uniquely Jewish. Shomea kol, the pasuk says, ki choyk l'Yisrael hu mishpat eloi ke Yaakov. The shofar is uniquely. So what's uniquely by shofar Jewish? The tefillah of shofar. That's what the pasuk says, Usruas melech boy. The trua of the melech is dafka beklali. So that tefillah, which is the tefillah of shofar, that's uniquely Jewish. Every other tefillah, every other goy could have. Tefillah of shofar, only klali so. And the question is, what's unique about the tefillah of klali so that only Jews have it? Meaning, what's the tefillah of shofar? What's the uniqueness of that? And also, how does that tie into the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Lo yira elibit avin biyakov lo yira amal b'Yisrael." Why? Because Hashem was with them, and therefore their tefillah of shofar only Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to them. What's the pshat only listens to them? How did that nogea? So that's the second kasha. The third kasha is that if you go into the Ilchus Tefillah, the Ilchus Tefillah is very interesting. We know the Gemara in Brocha says that when a person bows on Moedim, should bow like a Chizra. Should bow like the Machlok is that showing him exactly what a Chizra means. Either a person should, which means a person should, like Rash says, bow down completely, or according to Rafai Goin, you should bow down like a Chizra, which is something that shows that even the head should be bound, not only the body. But when a person rises up, you should rise up like a chivya, like a snake. You should rise up like a snake. First of all, what does rising up like a snake mean? Meaning, why is that important? Why is that, if the mitzvah is to bow down, why the rising up is part of that? But even more, the Gemara Baba Kama that Tevzvov wants to say that a person, the spine of a person, after 7 years, turns into a snake. And the Gemara says, that's only if you did not bow down by Moedim. Now, why? What's the Mida Keneged Mida? So Tosfos already quotes, because so the Posh Pshat is because the Gemara, because you should go ahead and rise up like a snake. But then the Pshat is, Lechoira, the Mida Keneged Mida should be Kechizra, meaning it should be whatever the Chizra means, according to the Rishonim. That should be Keneged Mida, the Shidra should turn into that, the spine. But the spine should turn into a snake. Into a snake is only if you had to bow down by the snake, but you don't have to bow down like a snake. You wanted to rise like a snake. So what's the Mida Keneged Mida turns into a snake? Now, Tosfos also say that perhaps turns into a snake because the snake will bite you forever. Because if a person, Lechoira is Mashiv, if he's not bowed by Moedim, he won't have a Chelek Lo Elamaba. Because we know there is an etzem called loose in the Shedra. In the spine, there is a bone. That is a bone that stays forever, and this will be the beginning of Tchesa Meisim. So perhaps you turn into a snake, and you will not rise into Tchesa Meisim. But then Tosfos asks, why shouldn't he rise into Tchesa Meisim? And the Moedim is such an important thing. The Zohar actually, Tosfos didn't see the Zohar, but the Zohar does say that a person who does bow by Moedim won't come up in Tchesa Meisim. And the question is, why not? But the big question is, why it turns into a snake? If you have to rise like a snake, not bow like a snake, what's the Mida Keneged Mida that you turn into a snake if you didn't bow down? Now, if you look at the spine of a person, right? Interestingly enough, that the Gemara says, right? You have to, how far you have to bow down, the Gemara Brocha says. You have to bow down, that she's spakek ukol chule shabashad, until all of the rings, vertebrae. All the vertebrae of the spine should show. Now, why is it important that the vertebrae should show? Now, if you go and that, watch out, the Achroim, the Tzlach already says, if you look at the Gemara before, that's Rabbi Shoah ben Levi. Rabbi Shoah ben Levi before said, why do we have 18 brachas? So it's machloikes because of 18 shemos of Shema, of 18 shemos of Havla Shem Ne'elim. Rabbi Shoah ben Levi Lishitosa says it's keneged the 18 vertebrae of the spine. So therefore, you have to bow down to allow the spine to actually show up. Now, what's the spine has to do anything with Shimon Esra? And interestingly enough, that we paskin that that's how far you have to go into the Moedim, which mashma that we paskin that the Shimon Esra is keneged the 18 vertebrae. And the Tzlach says also much for the Gemara that the machloik is before. If it's keneged the Shem, Hashem, the numbers of Shem Hashem's in Shema, or the numbers of Shem Hashem, Havla Shem Ne'elim, they argue. But if you look from the word Omar, B'Shem Elevi, is mashma that this statement of keneged the 18 vertebrae of the of the spine, Mashal Kule Amar Maskim. And you even explained, it's interesting that we have 18 vertebrae, meaning that's a mission knowledge, but if you see, because the first top two ones are actually not, they are sensory, they're not motor. There are 19 motors, and the last one is in between the sophic, even the which is called the L1 or the S1. And then afterwards, the spine ends, even though the spine continues, but you see the spinal cord ends there. So there are 18 plus 1, which is, the Gemara says, is the SM cotton, the small vertebrae, which is a question that is keneged the birchas aminim, the Gemara says. So it's beferish 18. So what's so important to have the vertebrae of the spine to be connected to Shmoneh Esrei? Shmoneh Esrei in such a way that that way is what turns, if you're not doing, turns into a nochash. What's a nochash? But why is that so connected to Shmoneh Esrei? And also the Yerushalmi says that a person, there is no bakosh, as the Yerushalmi in Kolak Shorim, what am I saying, Kolak Shorim Shabbos, that goes to explain in Halacha Gimel that ain Shoalim Tzochim b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mevakesh any bakoshas on Shabbos. And that's the Shami, that's how we pass. You're not allowed to be a bakosh. Why can't you have bakoshas on Shabbos? So going back, and we don't have Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, right? Shmoneh Esrei, even though it's Nogia to Shabbos, we don't have on Shabbos. That's why Chazal or Mesak and Nasef, Sef to Brochas altogether. So the questions that go back is, what's Lohibit v'Lohiro, what's the kesher between Yaakov and Yisrael, why is Truas Melech Boi that special tefillah of Trua only by Klal Yisrael, and how it's connected that to the Pasuk, and what's the idea of the spine, and most important, the vertebrae, to be connected to Shmoneh Esrei, to the number of broches, and that's how Moedim has to be done, that the vertebrae has to be shown, it has to be salient to come out, that's the shear of Moedim. What's Nogea, and why does it turn into a snake? To explain all of this, we'll go to what the Balatanya explains. And the Balatanya quotes here the same thing which he also mentions in Kuntres Achroin, is Lehovi Mashe Kosu B'Prietzchaim, was written in the Prietzchaim in Shara Tfila Perek Zayin, in Bizman HaZeh, Ikar HaBirur HaLidiyat Tfila Dafka. The Bizman HaZeh, the Ikar HaBirur, is not Torah Mitzvah, the Ikar HaBirur, that there is Ikar HaVoida, is Dafka through Tfila. What's so unique about Tfila? So explains the Balatanya the following, that if you look in the Zohar, the Ikar of the tefillah is not connected to the vertebrae. What is the ikar is something called the chut asher, the spinal cord. And the reason is because the spinal cord, what it does, it connects the brain and has all the nerves that really is the command center for the entire body. It takes the brain and it basically sends the signals to the whole body. So that where you have the spinal cord, the spine and vertebrae, they are the protection. They are the kalim of the spinal cord. And the idea is the following. All the idea, why do we daven? If you look at our tefillahs, it's always a brocha, Boruch Ata Hashem. And the idea of Boruch Ata Hashem, Boruch is Hamshochem, Loshen Avrochas Ailan. We are asking Ata, which is Ata is a Kudush Bochu, above the Shtalshlus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, above the Briyas Olam, the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Chvoido b'Atzmoi, and we're asking Baruch that this Hashpo, this Gilui, should be Mamshich, the Gilui of Ata, into Yudkei Vovkei. Yudkei Vovkei is the Tchilas HaGilui b'Olam Hazeh. We know that Yudkei Vovkei is the Gilui. So we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Chvoido b'Atzmoi to be Mamshich himself, to be Mizgali in this world. That is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu above anything else. In Chazal, Tikkuni Zohar says, it's called Hamshocha Samoichin. Tfilah is the Hamshocha Samoichin. And the same way, the Chut HaShedra, if you look at the spinal cord, is mamshich the moach, is mamshich the brain. In other words, uses the brain to communicate, to be able to give orders, to basically to review itself and express itself into the body. And Chassidus, this is called hamshochas hadaas. And the idea is very simple, because we have olam hazeh, we have our needs. Our needs, we want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reveal himself in our needs. That in our needs, we should see the Hashgocha, we should see the Yad Hashem, we should be a revelation. It should not be in a natural form. That our needs create a relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. what Rav Utnon always says. People think that you daven in order to obtain your needs, when the truth is the opposite. Your needs is in order to allow you to daven. Daven, loshen tefillah, is meshon naftul elokim niftalti, loshen kesher, is a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our needs create connections. Explained the Balatanya, that's the idea. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal himself in our lives. How? Through our needs. So the Yud Ches Brochas, the 18 Brochas, are the 18 needs and forms of expression, how we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to express himself. Those are the kelim of expression. That's why they are the vertebrae. They are the kelim. They are the protection. They are the enclosure. They are the kelim of the Chut HaShedra. Our tefillah, don't ever think that the tefillah is the vertebrae. The Ikar HaTefillah is the spinal cord, is the Amshocha Samoichin. That's why the Ari says the Ikar Tefillah is the Chut HaShedra. The Yud Ches Brochis are keneged the Yud Ches Chulius HaShedra, is keneged the vertebrae, because the vertebrae are ways how the Gilu comes about. Our tefillah is, we have our needs. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows our needs. We want that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reveal himself through our needs. Not that he should provide our needs, but he should reveal himself through our needs. That it should be that our needs are provided in such a way that they show and they relate HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. They are the serendipity of life, should be the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should nurture us, relate to us through our needs. That's what tefillah is all about. Tefillah is nothing but asking Hashem to provide and to activate the spiritual spinal cord, expressing itself through the various vertebrae that we have. Explains Dari, why do we have 18 vertebrae? It's keneged the three vavs. There are three psukim which have 72 letters each. That those psukim relate to the Shemayim base, which is the Shem that we saw by Kriyas Yamsuf, which is the Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido b'atzmoi, and the three Vovs, which is Tomas 18. Vov is the Loshen Chibur, looks like the spine. What it is a connection. It's a connection between Shemayim and Oretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. There are three of them. In the three-dimensional world that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgale himself. The three vavs, the three dimensions, chesed, din, and rachamim. We want this to create a vav, to be a connection. That those things that happen to us, which is chesed, din, and rachamim, this is how life is all run about. Times are good, and times are bad, and times are in between. It should come through a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this should be a way for us to recognize, to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there are 18 vertebrae, neged the three vavs. He even quotes the Balatanya that he explains that also this is keneged the metat. Metatron is the psaraporim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noig lamazet. There are two tests. The test is the total spheres besides malchus. There is test spheres mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, and test spheres us raising it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Chut HaShedra. We want to create connection. All of tefillah is creating connection to allow the spine, which the spine is what keeps us erect. And the idea is that we are skufim, the fact that we are erectus, that we don't go down, is because we face Shamayim. We are the vav of the Bria, like the Gro says. Tefillah is to allow the vav of the Bria to be activated. We want to be the vav of the Bria. The Pasuk says, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Ves Haaretz. Es HaShamayim is the world of spiritual, Es Haaretz is the world of physical. There is a Vav, Ve, which connects the two, that's Adam. Stay to grow in the Deres Eliyahu, that's the God, Adam. Vav is Adam, which connects it. What is Adam in the world? Adam is the Mispalo. That's why it's called Adam. The Mishnah Bava Kama calls it Mave. In Tevoyun Be'oyun. What does it mean? If you want, ask. The idea that we are the mevakesh of the Bria, because by creating our needs, we allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be our partners. That the dance we chance, we create our limitations to allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to us. That connection, which is the tikkun of vav, that's the amshochas hadas. Das is that idea of connection, but the separation. et chet et tzadas is a world that was not self-evident, that it's separated, that needs to be connected. What the Nochash does is it created a barrier. It created a surface to separate the world of physical from the world of spiritual. Etz Hadas now is separate from Etz Chaim, and there is the Lata Cherav Misapeches. Our idea of Tefillah is to break the Nochash. All of Tefillah is to break the Nochash. That's why, what is the Chet, what was the Oynesh of the Nochash? The oynish of the Nochash is offer toichel kol mechayayich, that you're going to eat dirt all your life. Means that she could eat dirt and everything tastes like dirt. So the Gemara in Chulin says that's not such a klola, because now the Nochash goes to the Gag, mizunisayim, she comes down, mizunisayim, she always has everything. She is never lacking anything. So frek the chidusharim. So what's the klola of the Nochash? Says the chidusharim, that's the klola of the Nochash. Because Nochash doesn't need anything, so he can never connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he can never be mispalal, and Kodesh Baruch Hu can never be misgale by being the chance, which means the lack of the ability of caring for yourself, that you need Kodesh Baruch Hu to be involved in your life. And that's what Nochash is missing, because what the Nochash created, it created das, it created the separation. What the Nochash, we know that Adam, after the Chet HaNochash had Kosnos Oira, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a clothing of leather. Chazal say Kosnos Oir is, the Zohar says, is Kosnos Oir means is the skin of the Chive, is the skin of the Nochash. Because of the Nochash did, he put skin in the world, and the skin in the world separates from the inner meaning. The word Nochash in itself, like we explained last week, means Lenachesh, means guessing. What Nochash created is that you don't connect the world to the inner meaning, to the source. The world doesn't become a revelation for Kodesh Baruch Hu. It creates a barrier that now you try to guess what things mean. Yes, something happened, and you try to give meaning without connecting to the real source. Tefillah is connecting to the real source. It's to ask Kodesh Baruch Hu that in our daily needs, that shoot with that partnership with Kodesh Baruch Hu should allow Kodesh Baruch Hu to participate in our lives and to be misgal in our lives. That is Tefillah. But that's the inner meaning of tefillah. That's why Kol Shofar is a tefillah that's beyond words, beyond needs. It's the inner tefillah that comes from the inner side of the person. That is the tefillah which relates not to the vertebrae, to the needs, but to the what's called the spinal cord, with the inner meaning of davening. That's why that tefillah is the tefillah of Shofar that's beyond the words. That's the primordial cry. That's comes from the more inner side of a person. Chazal say the Zohar, man de nofach midilei nofach. A person who blows, he blows from his most inner, the inner parts of his body. And that is exactly that tefillah. That's why Davko, we have the tefillah of Shofar in the day of the Chet HaNochash, the day of the Chet HaNochash is Rosh Hashanah, like the Shlo says. The tikkun of the Chet HaNochash is the chibur of das, which is the real chibur of das, which is the tefillah. But what tefillah? The tefillah of Shofar. And that tefillah is uniquely Jewish, like the Ramchal says, the Klal Yisrael coming to Mitzak and Chet HaTzadas. And that's Usruas Melech Boy. And why Usruas Melech Boy? Because Kiloi Nochash be Yaakov. Yaakov has no Nochash. Even Yaakov. The word Yaakov, says the Balatanya, is Yud Ekev. The Yud, which is the Bukhina Ruchnis, Yud is the point, the line, and the expansion. Yud Vov Dalet. The Yud, like the Maral says, is the Kud of Ruchnius in Olam Hazeh. We are Mamshir that Ruchnius even to the lowest part of the body, which is Ekev. That's Yaakov. That's why Lo Hibit Aven Be Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, Lo hibit avin b'Yaakov, because the void of Yaakov is hibit, is to go and to connect and to give inner meaning to the life of Olam Hazeh. Yaakov relates to the Yemei HaShavua, or davening Yemei HaShavua, that you work and you bring physical things, and you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be misgal in the physical things. You want to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu dira batachtoinim, in the world of Olam, which is Helam, you want to be megal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud Ekev. That's lo hibit. Hibit, like we said, that you need to ponder, you need to reflect, you need to analyze, because it's not self-evident. We want to bring a world of inner meaning into the world that we live here. That's the world of Sila. La mida keneged mida lo hibit aven be Yaakov. If we go ahead and we look for the inner meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to count on the Avin meaning because Avin meaning is good. So that's Lohibit Aven BeYakov. That's the void of Yaakov. We know Das Yimalu Chadorim Yimalu Das. The Pesuk in Mishlei says Chadorim Yimalu Das. Says the Balatanya Cheder is Chesed in Rachamim. If we have the Kelim, we want the Kelim to be filled with Das, with connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what happens in this world. We want to fill with Das. Das is the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the concept of Tila. That's why Vov is Oysa the Kshoit. Vov is called the letter of Kshoit. Vov is the letter of Chibur. Because we want to create the ultimate Chibur, which is Tfila, which is Davka. That is Lohibit Aven BeYakov. Yisrael, however, is not the Bechinas Eikev, is the opposite. It's the Bechinas Li Roish. That's the Bechin of Roish. Because the void of Shabbos is not to be Megala Kodesh Bochum Be'olam Hazeh. A Kodesh Bochum Shabbos is Mezgalo De'olam Hazeh. The reason why we don't work is because we are makir that Kodesh Bochum is the one that created the world. So that Gilui is there. The void of Shabbos, says the Balatanya, is for us to take that Gilui and to raise up into higher and higher forms of Gilui. To take the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to allow us to raise, to transcend into higher and higher meanings. That's the day that Das becomes Keser. That Kesher of Das, you're trying to raise to a much higher and deeper Kesher. Your megale, your makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam hazeh. During the week, you do melochas, and it's very easy to forget. You want the melochas, and you want your work to be a gilui of Hashem. That's tefillah, that your needs should be megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is kol melachta chasui. All your needs are done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. Our avoda is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we brought down. B'sheish Hasimei HaShavua, we want to take it to rise to a higher level on the day of Shabbos. That's why Dari says, and the Balatanya quotes, that the Yichud of Yimei HaShavua is Havai Elohim, is Havai to be Mizgal in Elohim, but Shabbos there's no Elohim, Vayichal Elohim, Elohim doesn't exist on Shabbos, Vayichal Elohim. That's a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgal Boilam Hazeh. That Chibur is Havai to Eke, the Shem Havai to the Kavona HaElyoina, the Shem HaRotun, which is Keser. That is the idea of Shabbos. And that's why Loiro Omol B'Yisrael, on the day of Israel, which is the B'chin of Shabbos, which is Li Roish. What's the shame, Israel? Ki Sarisa Elohim, you fought with Shem Elohim, Vatuchal, and you were able to fight Elohim, you were able to break Teva. That is Ro. The world is, that's Loiro Omol B'Yisrael, without any Omol. That day, Israel is the voida of Ro, and there is no Omol. There is not even work. The idea is just to transcend and to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the idea of Shabbos. The idea of Shabbos, like the Baskel of Hashem says, the Ikar Avodah of Shabbos is the Shabbos Lashem. Using Shabbos Meloshon Shav to come back, that to return to the highest and highest forms which comes on Shabbos. And that's why Shabbos is no Bakosha, because the idea of Bakosha is to create needs for Kodesh Baruch Hu to be Mizgal with his Ashgocha through your needs. Here, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mizgale. He's taking the Gilui to a higher level. That's why there's no Bakoshes. That's why it's not Keneged the Chut HaShedra, which is the 18. This is the day which is Kuloi, not the vertebrae, but it's a day that's Kuloi, the spinal cord. Mimela, all the questions are answered. Loi Hibit, what do you say? What's the Kesher? Hibit, the looker in the inning, in the inner meaning, when it's not self-evident, is Yaakov. Yaakov is bringing the you to the world that is not self-evident. Yisrael, the world which is already self-evident, you're taking Liroish, you're taking it to higher and higher madrigas. That's why Lo Yiro Omol B'Yisrael. That's why Usru as Hashem Eloi Kavim. Why is Omol, why is Habota and Re'iyah by Yisrael and Yaakov? Because the Ikar Avoida is Hashem Eloi Kavimu, because Hashem is with us. We're trying to bring Hashem into us. And that's the void of Hibit and the void of Ro. And therefore, through us Melech Boi, the tefillah of us is different than everybody else. The Goyim Mispal also because they have needs, right? Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah Yikor Elohol Amin. The Apostle says there will be no rain, they will daven for rain. We are a different tefillah. We are the tefillah of Sruah because we want Hashem Eloi Kavimu. We want to be Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Olam Hazeh. And therefore, that Hakora, Moedim, is the Hakora that we say that all of our needs are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we look past and we thank Kadosh Baruch Hu the past that our needs are provided. That's why the Surah Agrav Molson says that a person says, a person should always think of things that were provided for him before. Because the idea of Moedim is to really say, you know something, I wanted you to review yourself with my needs, and I accept that my needs that were provided were because of you, not because of my ishtadlus. My ishtadlus, there is limitations, the fallacy of control. You are the one that provided me. That hakara is the bitul hanochosh. So therefore, when you stand up after Moedim, you realize that once you stand up, you are like a nochosh. Because now, there are multiple, and you have to win over the nochosh. But if you are Moedim, the Moedim itself is the victory of the nochosh. Therefore, says the Gemara, if you're not mevatel yourself, you're not makir, you turn into a nochosh. Because the Moedim is the bitul hanochosh. When you stand up like a nochosh, because that's what it is. Once you stand up, you have to realize that now is a nochosh, and the battle starts. Therefore, all the tefillah is keneged the shedra. You have to be Moedim, and you have to be megali, you have to allow to reveal, to be salient in your body, specifically what? Specifically the vertebrae, to realize that you are now being makir, that all of your needs that are provided were a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam hazeh, is recognizing our limitations and recognizing Hashem through provision of our needs. And that's the concept of the tefillah. That is the whole idea of tefillah, is the nitzochin on the nochosh, because Odom is a mispalal, and that is his nitzochin over the nochosh, that her oinish was specifically that she cannot be a mispalal.